A large earthquake in Japan causes terrible damage, and the world feels the effects.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Today's massive 8.9 quake in Japan devastated the northern part of the country. Damage came from the intense shaking, plus there's destruction from the subsequent tsunami. It's also rattling an economy that's seen better days. Coco Masters is the former Tokyo bureau chief from Time magazine, and she's with us now from Japan. Good morning.
Hi, it's good to talk with you.
Yeah, are you safe? I mean, what happened this morning? What did you feel?
Well, I was at work when the earthquake started. When the room started to shake a lot, you know, my immediate reaction was to try to get out of the building, and you could hear voices in the hallway of people shrieking and getting a lot more worried about, you know, their situation. I had always thought that if I were going to be in a really strong earthquake, that it would kind of hit like a train. But this quake just continued for about 3 minutes, and I thought that it would ease off. But then the chairs started moving across the room, you know, tables started tipping, things were coming off of shelves. As a resident of Tokyo, you always think it's not if, it's when. But when I was under the table and under the desk and just, like, watching all this around me, I was in complete disbelief, you know. And then you just think in your mind, wow, I wonder if this is the strong one or when the stronger one's coming.
Is Japan capable of handling this?
These tsunamis have hit Tohoku region, which are not so densely populated. The average age of, you know, the population is older and so forth. And so my initial reaction was thinking, how are the elderly in these areas going to get help? Is there money available to start with the cleanup and to start to rectify all the damage that's being done? And I don't know. To what extent can you really prepare for something like this? Japan will be able to get out of this, but it's gonna take a while to help those areas that have been affected most.
Coco Masters, the former Tokyo bureau chief for Time magazine. Coco, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Japan's government has evacuated about 2,000 people who live near a nuclear power plant close to the epicenter of the quake. Marketplace's Asia Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
Japan's nuclear power industry is famous for being prepared for the country's frequent seismic activity. The country's nuclear plants are designed to automatically shut down during an earthquake. But today's earthquake was one of the biggest in recorded history. It's meant that Japan's government has shut down 4 plants and has issued nuclear power emergencies at 2 others close to the epicenter. A fire broke out at one of them. Economist David Cohen says that's not all the government's worried about.
That could be a risk of putting out of commission, you know, some of their power generating capacity. That could hamper the rest of economic activity.
Japan's economy depends on nuclear energy. It makes up a third of the country's power supply, a power supply that'll be needed to help Japan rebuild. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
The White House says high waves from the earthquake that swept through the Hawaiian Islands earlier have not caused any major damage there. But the U.S. West Coast does remain under tsunami warnings or advisories. Let's do the numbers. Markets are lower right now. The S&P pretty much flat. The NASDAQ down 0.25% or so. The Dow off 19 points at 11,964. In Tokyo, stocks were down 2% today. Oil prices are down around $101 a barrel in trading today. Just under $100 now at $99. Got word from some retailers that consumers spent the highest amount at stores in 4 months. A lot of that on gasoline.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Yellow Book 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com. By Mass Mutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. And by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com.
On to some other economic news of interest now. Off to Utah, where in the area of immigration, the state is doing something very different from its neighbor to the south, Arizona. Immigration bills passed in the legislature would tighten enforcement, but they would also create a guest worker program. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler has that.
Hispanic activists plan to sue Utah if the governor signs a proposed immigration enforcement bill, sort of a watered-down version of Arizona's controversial law. Utah State Representative Steven Sandstrom wrote the bill.
It requires police to, you know, verify immigration status for Class A misdemeanors and felonies.
A competing bill would create a guest worker program. Undocumented workers currently in the state would pay a fine of $2,500. Then they could work in Utah legally. But that would still conflict with federal law.
I am absolutely opposed to this bill. This bill is blatantly unconstitutional.
If the bill is signed into law, Sandstrom expects lawsuits. And he worries that it would be interpreted as a kind of amnesty.
It's going to attract tens of thousands of illegal aliens here.
Ron Mortensen is founder of the Utah Coalition on Illegal Immigration.
I think it would be devastating to our school systems, to our social services systems, and it would be very, very difficult on legal workers trying to obtain jobs.
Others say Utah's economy would suffer without a guest worker program. As for the expense of defending a guest worker program in court, Mark Shurtleff, Utah's Republican Attorney General, says there may not be any lawsuits. That's because a guest worker program wouldn't start for another 2 years. During that time, he'll try to negotiate a waiver from the federal government, allowing Utah to move forward with its experiment. Shurtleff's been in Washington this week drumming up support.
I mentioned this in the White House meeting, that we can show that a red state, Utah, is going to step up and say there's a way we can work together with the federal government toward the mutual benefit and to ultimately comprehensive, just, reasonable, and workable immigration reform.
He wants Congress to embrace a national compact, a series of guiding principles for immigration reform. A similar compact in Utah helped politicians set aside partisan concerns and focus strictly on the economics of immigration. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And a reminder, you can check out more of our coverage of the earthquake in Japan and the resulting tsunami as well at our website, marketplace.org. And of course, later today on Marketplace with Kai Ryssdal. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. On Twitter at Radio Chio, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Covering the economy is a 24/7, 365 kind of thing. So every Friday, we get a little help from our friends.
We were sinking fast, and we had no idea whether the world was coming to an end or not.
Oil goes high enough, people stop driving, they stop buying cars, they stop going out to eat.
There are bumps in the road, but consumers are starting to feel better.
I'm Kai Ryssdal, the Weekly Wrap, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media. With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Ryssdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.